The Holy Gospel appointed for the fifth Sunday after the Epiphany of our Lord Jesus Christ is taken from the Gospel of St. Mark, the first chapter, beginning with verse 29. Immediately Jesus left the synagogue and entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Now Simon's mother-in-law lay ill with a fever, and immediately they told him about her. And he came and took her by the hand and lifted her up, and the fever left her, and she began to serve them. That evening at sundown they brought to him all who were sick or oppressed by demons, and the whole city was gathered together at the door. And he healed many who were sick with various diseases and cast out many demons. And he would not permit the demons to speak because they knew him. And rising very early in the morning, while it was still dark, he departed and went out to a desolate place, and there he prayed. And Simon and those who were with him searched for him, and they found him and said to him, "Everyone is looking for you." And he said to them, "Let us go on to the next towns, that I may preach there also, for that is why I came out." And he went throughout all Galilee, preaching in their synagogues, and casting out demons. This is the gospel of the Lord. Let us pray to the Lord. Gracious and merciful Father, today you challenge us again to have faith and trust in Jesus' miraculous healing through the power of prayer. Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened unto you. And he healed many who were sick with various diseases and cast out many demons. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. Amen. The words that I would like to share with you today is taken from the gospel lesson appointed for this Sunday, the Gospel of St. Mark, the first chapter, with special attention to the following verses. That evening at sundown, they brought to him all who were sick or oppressed by demons. And the whole city was gathered together at the door. And he healed many who were sick with various diseases and cast out many demons. This is the word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, if I were to ask you this morning, have you ever been sick? What would you say right now? Yes, have you ever been sick? Not just sick, but really sick, that you felt like dying. Really sick after a surgery or a real bad illness or injury that caused you a lot of pain and suffering. I'm sure that all of us have had our share of sickness and illness and injury during our lifetime. Some of us more than others, with our aches and our pains and how dreadful it is to be sick instead of being healthy and feeling good again physically. Well, that's precisely what happened at the time of Jesus. It wasn't any different. As people, not only the sick, but also those who were plagued with all kinds of incurable diseases and possessed by demons. And so they were bringing their sick to Jesus to be healed by him. Not only all kinds of diseases, but even casting out demons and evil spirits. At the time of Jesus, they didn't have doctors, nurses, hospitals, or urgent care, or even, for that matter, ambulances. They had to take care of their own sick with ointment, the anointing of olive oil, and all kinds of homemade medicinal herbs and spices. But they just could not heal or help their loved ones from these incurable diseases or being possessed by demons. Only Jesus could do that. Yes, there's no question about the fact that healing was an important part of Jesus' 3-year public ministry, as we already talked about it last Sunday. Remember when Jesus even commanded the unclean spirits and they obeyed him. As a matter of fact, we're told in our text for today that after Jesus left the synagogue, he entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. They probably went there for a meal, since the main Sabbath meal was only served later on after the synagogue service. And as soon as they arrived at the house, the disciples told Jesus Simon Peter's mother-in-law was ill with a fever. And what was Jesus' immediate response to them? Jesus doesn't say a word. He is silent. Instead, Jesus came and took her by the hand and lifted her up, and the fever left her. And she began to serve them. Yes, Jesus takes her by the hands, lifts her up, and she is healed immediately. And then she begins to serve them a meal as if nothing ever happened. Amazing, isn't it? As a matter of fact, while Jesus is having the meal with his disciples, suddenly at sundown, they brought him all who were sick or oppressed by demons. Now the whole city was gathered together at the door, waiting to be healed by Jesus. In other words, they waited until sundown after the Sabbath was over before they brought him all the sick and oppressed by demons. We read in our text for today, and Jesus healed many who were sick with various diseases and cast out many demons. Not only that, but Jesus would not permit the demons to speak because they knew him. They knew who Jesus was. Yes, the demons knew who he was, just like the unclean spirit did, as we talked about it last Sunday when he said, "I know who you are, the Holy One of God." In the Gospel of Luke, we're told that as Jesus was healing the sick, demons came out of many of them shouting, "You are the Son of God." Yes, even demons knew who Jesus was, the Christ, the anointed one of God. But Jesus rebuked them immediately and would not allow them to speak openly in the synagogue. Yes, healing the sick and casting out demons was indeed a very important part of Jesus' ministry. We read in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 8, verse 17, that Jesus healed the sick, the oppressed, and cast out demons in order to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet Isaiah in chapter 53, verse 4, that Jesus would become the Messiah. He took our infirmities and carried our diseases. Yes, Jesus healed many who were sick with various diseases and cast out many demons. And then the next morning, Jesus rose up very early while it was still dark and went to a desolate place to pray. As a matter of fact, Jesus did this repeatedly throughout his 3-year public ministry. Jesus needed time to get away from everybody. As the Son of Man, he also got tired and needed to rest and to be alone in prayer with his Father in heaven. We don't know exactly what Jesus prayed for every time he went up the mountain or went to a desolate or solitary place to pray, but he probably prayed for strength to carry on his ministry of preaching and teaching and healing, because the people were constantly following him day after day and week after week by the thousands. As a matter of fact, people came and brought their sick and those possessed by demons or evil spirits. As a matter of fact, Simon Peter and Andrew, his brother, were so concerned about Jesus' whereabouts that they began to search for him because he wasn't coming back. And as soon as they found him in this desolate place, they said to him, "Jesus, everyone is looking for you." Yes, it became very obvious, very apparent that everyone was looking for Jesus because of his many miraculous signs and wonders, making the lame to walk, the blind to see, the deaf to hear, and the mute to speak again. Jesus even healed those who were dead, as we shared with the children today. Not only Jairus' little girl, but Lazarus, who had been dead for 4 days. And Jesus said, "Lazarus, come out." And he came out walking, to the amazement, the astonishment of all the people, including the religious leaders. But unfortunately, the people came out to see Jesus and were looking for Jesus, not because Jesus had become the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, but because of his tremendous power to heal the sick and cast out demons. That's why they came out to see him and looking for him. They did not fully understand the scope and meaning and purpose of his coming into this world. So Jesus finally said to his disciples, "I'm tired of all of this. Let's go on to the next towns, that I may preach there also, for that is why I came out." That he had come into this world to become their Messiah and Savior in order to suffer and die on the cross for their sins. The words of St. Paul in his letter to the Philippians, "He humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even death on the cross." The words of Jesus himself in Matthew chapter 20, verse 28, "For the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many." And again, when Jesus said, "I have come that they may have life and have it more abundantly." Yes, that's why Jesus came out. And that's precisely what Jesus continued to do as he went throughout all of Galilee, preaching in their synagogues and casting out demons. And that continues to be true today. It hasn't changed. Yes, Jesus still continues to heal us today from various illnesses and diseases, if it is his holy will, through the miraculous power of prayer. But at the end of the day, Jesus' main concern and purpose was always to save us from our sins, which is far more important than healing, and offer us the free gift of eternal life through faith and trust in him as our Savior. The words we find in the Gospel of John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life." Yes, may God the Father bless us and preserve us today through his Holy Spirit as we trust only in Jesus' powerful healing and casting out demons, but also in his powerful preaching and teaching, the one who has really come to save us from sin, from death, and from the power of the devil. I'm always reminded of the words of Dr. Martin Luther in his small catechism in the short explanation of the second article of the Apostles' Creed. "I believe that Jesus Christ has purchased me, redeemed me, a lost and condemned creature, from sin, from death, and from the power of the devil, not with his holy precious blood and with his innocent suffering and death." Yes, may our prayer today be the words we sang in the hymn of the day, "Softly and tenderly Jesus is calling for you and for me. Though we have sinned, he has mercy and pardon for you and for me." Yes, earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling, O sinner, come home. May God bless you in your walk, your faith, your trust in Jesus, the Son of God, the Son of Man, the Holy One of God, the Messiah, the Savior of our souls. In Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake, amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all unto life everlasting. Amen.